Welcome to the Proverbs Podcast. Our text today is Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 13. By rebellious speech, an evil person is trapped, but a righteous person escapes from trouble. By the grace of God, in my final years of professional service, much of my time was spent supporting and guiding leaders. It was a privilege. I have many great memories, but I can also think of times when it was difficult to easily handle people and the circumstances that developed because of the positions taken or the misinformation that prevailed and facilitated discord. I can also think of times when I was difficult and forceful to a fault. Today's proverb caught my attention because of lessons learned and experience gained through such circumstances. In our world, we can often be misunderstood, but this text is relating to people who, outside of God's will, persist in following courses of action that show a desire to resist authority, control, or convention. When these situations occurred, as a Christian leader, I took steps to bring about a more amicable environment to determine God's will. First and foremost, I took the position that those present were sincere in their desire to understand and submit to God's will. As conviction rarely would come through argument, I would often implement a time to pause and to seek the clarity of God's will through collective and individual prayer. This was always helpful. It tended to disarm pride and paved the way for a more favorable and acceptable process. Secondly, I would remind all present of the need to respect consensus. It is rare and an unrealistic expectation to garner total agreement in issues that would often face congregations. There may be differing approaches, but if the outcomes are God-honoring and enabling to move towards a common goal, well and good. In such situations, there is little more to be able to do, as a leader, than to follow good process whereby everyone will feel valued and heard. Perhaps this is the issue that relates to this proverb. When we feel a deep need to resist authority or control, we must be sure that we have not lost our sense of balance. In such times, efforts may tend to fall away from the issues at hand in favor of clouding or a questioning of the motives or integrity of individuals. Once this happens, objectivity is lost and is costly to individuals and outcomes alike. For myself, as a task-oriented person, it has been good to also remember that people are more important than the process. To move things forward, but to facilitate division, is never good. You may be comfortable with gains made in the short run, but it has amazed me how such developments have rarely worked out in the long run. After all, as a pastor, I have been called to build God's people and to keep the flock together, not to break them. In practical terms, these thoughts can benefit anyone in many situations that we may face. Admittedly, there are times when people may be right outside of God's will and perhaps even criminal in their intent, but it is good to still remember that they are individuals for whom Christ died and not to react impulsively. A text that comes to mind regarding our considerations today is Galatians 6:1-3. I quote, "If a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself." There have been times when I have needed someone to help me to grow in areas of diplomacy. There have been times when I have needed help to clarify my understanding of people and situations. There have been times when I have received counsel from others who have been informed and instructed through God's Word. Our counsel today is such counsel. I pray that you will think about these things in the light of circumstances you may be facing personally or professionally. Take time to search God's Word. I'm sure that you will be led to a promise to claim and a process to follow that will best fulfill God's will. Have a great day. I'm Pastor Ron Nelson.